That's why we moved, and the meeting went on without us.
So, but you left the building is what you're saying.
We did leave the building to socially distance, to properly socially distance.
All right. Sorry, I just trying to make sure I understood that correctly.
Okay. Okay. And in fact, when we listened to the delayed audio transcript, which didn't come out till after we had completely put this through, they didn't move to do that till like 10, 15 minutes into the meeting. They didn't move to change that. So
you're saying about 10 minutes after the meeting started altogether, that's when they moved to change it?
Yes.
So you,
that's what
you
I'm saying.
Like you left before all the meetings even started?
We were in the hallway and then we left. Yeah. Okay, so let me continue.
Sorry, I just had to get clarity on that, so.
No, that's okay. That's okay. So I do have some questions. Mr. Sterrett, could I ask you some questions?
Yeah, but I probably won't be a good answer.
Okay. Well, do you know, can you tell me why the White Venture public hearing was moved from number 10 to number 1?
A motion was made by a planning member and seconded, and they vote, and they moved it to number 1.
Okay.
That's why it was moved to number 1.
Uh-huh.
The planning commission as a board voted on that move.
Okay. And why was that?
Or you'd have to ask the person that made that motion. I do not know.
So that's why our focus tonight is on the appeal of this decision. So, I mean, it's like we're not planning zoning, so that would be irregardless to us because our objective here is to hear the why we should have observed the appeal.
So, okay. So do you have any questions on what we had to say, or have you looked at any
of referring to we, is it just you, or were there other people with you?
There are other people with me.
Did they have the same comments that you just made to us now, or are there other comments that they had that they were not able to share?
No. The comments that I made this evening were the comments on behalf of the people in the neighborhood and the people that signed my petition.
You guys have any other questions?
There's other people in the neighborhood that speak against the project at the planning meeting. But there are other people that spoke in opposition to the project.
There were two people that we could tell that spoke, and one was it Tim Davis? No.
Right.
We weren't in the room, but we heard the transcript of the meeting. And that was, about a boat dock and access to a boat dock. And then there was another gentleman that spoke regarding the Highway 86 dangerous, being a danger.
Okay.
The way I understand it, the appropriate circumstances were handled by the board, which they were requested to make the change in the time of that particular.
The board has the ability to change the agenda before they start the public, and they just chose to do that.
And they chose to do that.
They did, yeah. There wasn't a request. That's just something.
The board did.
Yes. In the reasoning, you would have to quiz the board on the exact reason.
We have to look at what's in front of us, and
okay.
I think the board did appropriately for that time.
You know, and again, it's not, our decision isn't goes, we're not basing this on, oh wow, they changed the order of it. That doesn't matter to us as the Board of Adjustment. The matter to us is, you know, the appeal that we're looking at right now and the just of that reason, not.
Do you not follow Robert's Rule of Orders?
So.
In your meetings, because that's what it says in your bylaws.
Are you talking about the adjustment of
the planning and zoning?
But we're
bylaws.
Not planning and zoning; we're Board of Adjustment. So I can't answer for planning and zoning in their situation. Scott can because he was there, but I wasn't there, and that's not our board's Board of Adjustment.
Okay.
So we're not, I mean, that's, we're not here to even talk about that topic. I mean, that's
okay. Okay.
So I just, earlier my question was trying to figure out if you were actually here or not here. And so I got clarity on that. So that's where I'm at. So. All right. Is there anybody else that is here to speak on behalf of this appeal?
My name is Tim Burr. I'm Darlene's husband. And all I want to do is clarify that we were told to go to the hallway. And then once we were in the hallway, we were told to we'd be better off going outside.
By who?
Pardon me?
Who told you that?
Presley. She came out in the hallway. This room was packed.
Yeah.
And we went out there, and it was listed on the wall. It was listed over here on the wall about the order.
Yeah.
And we were told to go out in the hallway first, and then there were so many people out there. I believe it was you. Are you Presley?
I might suggest that if that's what you wanted to do. I never told anybody to just leave, and I told anybody, yeah, well, we don't know who's here for what. And
well, you told us that it would be better if we just
went outside. Well, I can't tell you what exactly I said.
Well, bottom line is whether, I mean, that doesn't matter. I mean, we have speakers in the hallway because this house gets packed all the time. And
there was no speakers.
And even if it didn't get changed in order, we don't know how long. I mean, we started at 6. I'd like to have been home an hour ago. We don't know how long these are going to last. And neither does planning and zoning.
That's why we were told.
So that's why I was trying to clarify. If you left, that's on you. And that's, so we can't really,
we were told. It would be better for us to go out of the building, and we went outside for an hour, came back to check on the schedule, yeah. And they moved the schedule ahead without notifying us.
Yeah. And I hate that happened for you. I really do.
So what's the recourse to that? Nothing?
This is your recourse. This is the board to hear your reasons. This is now your recourse.
Which she did a fantastic job explaining exactly your concerns. And those are duly noted. And so your presentation is well put together. And we appreciate that because we want you to be heard. And that is important to us. I just needed to have clarity of what happened. That's all that was. It's not a blame. It's not to make you feel bad. It's just so we have a clear understanding because we weren't there.
Right, Well, we were told to go, first of all, go out into the hallway. And then we were told to move further out because of the social distancing. And then nobody came and told us, you know, we were outside the building that they're going to go ahead and do the, have the meeting for, you know, it was already posted we were going to be late.
Gotcha.
And they got to move ahead. So.
Okay. I think we're clear on that now. Thank you very much. Okay. Is there anybody else who'd like to speak, on behalf of this appeal? How about anybody that'd like to speak that's opposing this appeal?
Mr. Chairman, this would also be a party to the case because this is their permit, so this wouldn't have the time
limit. No time limit. Yep. Okay, thank you for clarifying.
My name is Spencer Jones. I'm with Great River Engineering, and we're here tonight on behalf of White Oak Ventures. And two, just as it would be typical in any planning and zoning case, all of the issues brought up by the applicant as far as traffic, the environmental concerns, and fire safety are always addressed and presented at that Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. For their evaluation and the application. The only thing that's new through the application that we came to light in this process was there was a fire pit that was located adjacent or on the property. And immediately upon finding out that there was a fire pit at that location, it was removed and is no longer present. So we felt like that was new information that was provided to us in regards to this appeal.
So where did they move it to?
It took it off site. It's not even on site. It doesn't exist.
So you're saying that because they clean the fireplaces daily, they now take it off?
Yeah, they have a management system how they deal with the fire.
Awesome.
Place debris.
That's huge. I couldn't imagine if I had a house there and I had to smell smoke every day because there's a lot of fireplaces at Big Cedar Lodge.
Definitely have taken measures to address that. And so there's no longer a concern.
Thank you.
If there's any other questions that I'd be happy to answer.
Any questions?
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Gentlemen, Brian Wade on behalf of Big Cedar and White Oak. So as I think a couple of you have pointed out, you're looking at an administrative review of this and an error created by, caused by planning and zoning in this case to determine whether or not you should affirm or deny it. So Ms. Bird's sincere concerns about personal safety, property safety, and the environment are basically that. They're concerns on her part about what might happen in the future. Unfortunately, you can't act on what might happen in the future. You have to act on evidence. And I'm happy to tell you that I don't think I've been here to the Board of Adjustment since before all of you have been on the Board of Adjustment. I have been here a number of times back in the 90s and the early 2000s, and when I often before there was a recording. And so I would bring a court reporter with me to transcribe what happened at the Planning and Zoning Commission. And the reason I would do that is if it went to the Board of Adjustment, I would have some record as to what happened so that your board could review that decision and make a determination. And that's why you see those court reporters at all the trials and such. And Ms. Bird's argument about not being given the opportunity to be heard is really a due process kind of an argument. I didn't get my opportunity, my day in court, and I was injured by that, right? Well, that's a really tough argument because legally, not because Ms. Bird doesn't have a legitimate complaint about it, but you have to say my due process rights were violated, and if they hadn't been violated, this is what would have happened, right? That's the part she doesn't have for you, and that's why you can't overturn the decision here, because she doesn't have a record from the Planning and Zoning Commission to tell you that they did not consider those concerns that she raised. Frankly, they're just concerns anyway, but let's say that they didn't. So all you've got before you is knowing that the Planning and Zoning Commission granted the decision of record, and you have from the development code, you know that they have to go through this process, right, to get a Division 3 permit. So at some point along the way, as the engineer just told you, they had to go through that process and discuss those traffic issues and those safety concerns, et cetera. So that's all you know at this point, and based on what you've been presented, I don't think you have the information before you to make a decision to deny the Decision 3 permit. Thank you.
Tim Davis, I wanted to speak in favor of Big Cedar's position. I was at the December 14th meeting, but I stood, because the room was so packed, I stood out in the hall and just waited to as I could listen into what was going on. I know for sure the staff never came out and told me to leave, or I didn't hear the staff come out and tell anybody to leave the building. So that would be quite unusual if that ever happened. It's never happened in any hearing that I've ever been in, and I've been in dozens of them. But I was standing right there, and then I heard when the schedule got changed, I could hear it from there, and so then I came in and talked. I represent people who own a dock here at this point, and you'll see in the permit that was granted, one of the conditions is that Big Cedar has to arrange that my guys have access and parking to their dock. And I'm there to coordinate with me through Todd Chandler, Big Cedar engineer. Todd's drawn up a program or a proposal that we really like that gives us our guys access and parking. And so I wanted to say it seems to be that Big Cedar is complying with everything they're supposed to do and giving access to my guys, which we appreciate. And the proposal Todd Chandler drew up seems great. So I wanted to say, it looked like everything was done. I was there. It seemed like everything was done as the way it should be. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Tim. Okay. Is there anybody else who'd like to speak tonight on this topic? Okay. We're going to close the discussion. Open for board discussion. You guys have any comments or questions?
I think it was very unfortunate that it was done the way it was, but the P&Z board followed the proper